去表白他们的人生的信仰。
Six brothers and sisters testify their faith in front of everyone.
所以有几句话要跟你们两个去说说。
So I'd like to share a few words with you.
我想知道在我们中间有谁已经接受浸礼洗礼的。
Can I know how many in our midst already gone through baptism?
那么我们曾经接受洗礼的，也应该给刚刚接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹们一些的鼓励。
So,So those already been baptized, give a word of encouragement. Those just been baptized this morning.
在你们今天晚上的祷告的时候。
So this evening when you pray,
为他们六个祷告。
Pray for six of them individually.
好不好？不单为他们祷告。
So not only to pray for them.
你刚才。看见有些都已经没有拍手的
了。So if you notice those are not clapping the hands.
也为他们信耶稣，也为他们勇敢拿到去表白他们的信仰，拿到去祷告。
So pray for the salvation and pray for the baptism.
今天这个敬礼呢，不是你们的毕业典礼。
So this is not a graduation ceremony.
是什么？开学典礼。
So it is opening day, open ceremony.
同意吗？拍拍手。
If you agree, clap your hands.
第二
，Secondly，
这个证明不是确定你能够进到天堂。
Baptism is not a determining factor whether you go to heaven or not.
那是在这个证明来了去。表白你跟主耶稣之间的关系。
Baptism is only a testimony of our faith.
表白我要信靠耶稣，跟从耶稣。
Testimony, a public declaration that I believe in Jesus and I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus.
一生一世永不改变。
So for the rest of my life.
所以我们要好好把我们的生命活出来。
So we need to live out a truly Christian life.
第三，这个敬礼不是你的敬礼。
The third point is that this baptism is not your baptism.
是你的葬礼。
It's your burial.
同意吗？拍拍手。
If you agree, clap your hands.
因为不是我们与主同死。同埋葬同复活的一个的象征的意义。
So the baptism is a public declaration of your faith, you're dying with Jesus, buried with him, and resurrected with him.
对我们来说，我们跟耶稣一起钉在十字架。
So we are nailed to the cross with the Lord Jesus.
这个世界对我是死的啦。
So the cross, the world is dead to us.
这个世界也钉在十字架。
So we nail all our worldly desires to the cross.
是一个死去的一个人。
So we die with the Lord Jesus in this sense.
当主耶稣来到世界的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus came to this world.
说我来了是要叫人得生命，得丰盛。
The Lord Jesus said, I'm going to give life and life abundantly.
当我们信了耶稣。去享受一个丰盛的生命。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we want to enjoy this abundant life.
那个的精彩，那个灿烂呢，不是在我们一帆风顺、风平浪静的里面。
So the beauty of this Christian life is not only when everything is smooth sailing.
是哪怕在这个世界的里面风风雨雨，有很多的困难。
There may be wind and storm in this life.
但是有主耶稣与我们同在。
But when the Lord Jesus is with us,
我们都能够很轻松地面对世界上各样的困难。
We have the ability and grace to face all the difficulties of this world.
上帝的恩典力量。
The grace and the strength of God.
他给我们的安慰
，the consolation of God，
固然是在我们每天的祷告、读圣经里面得得到。
Of course, we experience every day in our Bible study and prayer.
你们有没有每天读圣经祷告啊
？Do you read the Bible every day? Do you pray every day?
啊，好好享受每天一个安静亲近上帝的时间。
So enjoy this period of quietness when you spend with the Lord alone.
上帝的恩典力量在上帝的话里面给我们。
The grace, the strength of God come from the Word of God.
但有更大的恩典力量是在我们走各个他山的道路的里面去经验出来的。
So the greater portion of grace and strength is when we endure the cross, when we carry the cross with the Lord Jesus.
不是躲在房间的里面享受上帝的恩典。
It's not that we hide our room to receive the grace of God.
躲在这个世界来到去经历上帝的恩典。
Rather we live in this world to express the love of God and the grace of God.
并且我们知道魔鬼撒旦还是会不断来的去攻击我们破坏我们。
And we know Satan the devil will try to destroy us, will try to discourage us.
有耶稣在我们的心里面。
But when the Lord Jesus is in our hearts,
撒旦也在我们外面陪伴我们走一生的。
We know that Satan will also be around us.
哪怕我们在世界的里面还有一丝的风险。
So long,
撒旦魔鬼都不会放过我们的。
So as long as you live in this world, Satan will always be harassing you.
他是空中的掌权者。
He is the prince of the power of this world.
他想方设法的来了去破坏我们，攻击我们。
He tried all he could to destroy our faith.
但是呢，杀身体不能够伤害我们灵魂的，我们不要怕他们。
But the one who can kill our body can do nothing to our soul. We have nothing to fear about him.
都在我们里面的比在外面的更大。
Because greater is he that is in us than he is of the world.
所以，当我们来了去看主耶稣在地上。敬礼之后
，So when we see the Lord Jesus after his baptism，
他被引到去到旷野的地方。
The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness，
在旷野里面40天接受这个撒旦的试探。
He was tempted by Satan for 40 days。
这个是要给我们好好来的去学习。一个属灵生命成长的道路。
So this is a lesson of life and faith in our Christian life.
也让我们看看撒旦魔鬼有多坏，他在不断的来的去攻击我们。
And you can see how consistent is the attack Satan upon our Christian faith.
同样，他用物质、财富、食物来的去迷惑我们。
The first thing is wealth, materialism and food in order to tempt us.
魔鬼对主耶稣说
Satan said to the Lord Jesus,
你是神的儿子,
if you are the
son of God, 在这个旷野的地方把这个石头就变作食物,
you can turn stone into bread.
你就不需要在饥饿的一个状况的底下。
So you don't need to be hungry.
你是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God,
你是无所不能的。
You are omnipotent.
主耶稣怎么来的去看这个事情呢
？The Lord Jesus replied.
没错，神他是无所不能的。
Indeed, the Lord Jesus is omnipotent.
有所为，有所不为。
But there are certain things he would do, certain things he would not do.
活着不是单靠食物。
Because man does not live by bread alone.
那是靠神口里面所说的一切话。
But by every word proceed from the mouth of God.
我们都知道饥饿是个很难受的一个状况。
We know hungry is very difficult for us to endure.
我们这个身体需要食物养活我们的身体。
It's our physical need. It is in order for us to survive.
我很喜欢吃东西。
I love eating.
所以我的肚子这么大。
And that's why you see my belly.
没有东西吃了，很难受的事情。
So if there's nothing to eat, then it's torture me.
手抖的。
So I feel very anxious.
思想不能够集中的。
I cannot concentrate.
正常一段的时间没有吃东西呢
There is the longest duration when I did not eat any food.
年轻的时候曾经有30个小时没有吃东西。
30个。30 hours I didn't eat any food.
30个钟头。 难受的事情。
It's a very difficult to endure.
啊，可以喝水。
You can drink.
啊，但是就不能够吃东西。
But no food.
嗯。啊，但是呢，啊，体会到啊，一个在饥饿的时候呢，是给我们很大的一个试探。
So you understand that hunger can be a temptation.
食物是很重要的。
Food is very important.
我们的身体。
In order to sustain our life.
让我们好好活在这个世界的。
So that we can live in this world.
甚至也要我们在地上勤劳的去做工。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to work hard to
earn 我们生活的所需。
In order to earn our living.
不啊，天空的飞鸟不种不收，天父养活他们。
The birds in the air, they neither sow nor reap, but the Lord will sustain them.
但是那个鸟儿要不要飞出去自己去吃啊？
But the bird himself is simply to go and find food.
我早飞出去的鸟，吃得更多更好。
So the early bird always an advantage.
啊，最近我后花园里面呢，哎，来了一群的。鸟
recently my back that loads of birds arriving in my back garden.
是那些 blackbird 的小小鸟
The baby blackbird.
哇，他们很勤劳的嘛，啊，去
very hard work.
就来找东西来的。
So early in the morning they come to my garden.
真的，我们要好好有我们的本分，活在这个世界的里面，啊。用上帝给我们健康的身体呢，拿着去养活我们自己。
So we need to do what we need to do. I'll be responsible and to earn money in order for the first.
但是我们人生的意义就不是为了养活这个身体。
But the meaning of life is not in just to survive.
这个有限的身体有一天总是要过去。
This body for its restriction will go past.
好，灵魂在我们里面。
But the most important thing is the soul within us.
我们要相信上帝所给我们的一切的话。
We need to rely on the word of God.
六个的弟兄姐妹们。
Six brothers and sisters this morning.
人活着不是单靠食物。
For man does not live by bread alone.
要靠什么？
But on
神口中所说的一切话。
But on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以过去七天有没有好好读圣经啊？
So in the past 7 days, have you been reading the Bible?
准备这个真理，你要好好准备自己。
And that's how we prepare.
未来七天。
So prepare for the future.
要好好读圣经。
The next 7 days we need to read the scripture.
不是七天。
So not just a few days.
70个七天。
Seven.
不是490天。
No, it's 490 days.
日子下去，你要好好靠神口中所说的一切话。
So basically, go on and on and on, rely on the word of God.
1年还是2年的时间，好好把圣经读一遍。
So 1 or 2 years, I try to read through the Bible once.
不能够单单在崇拜的里面听到，就是领受上帝的话。
So not just listen to the word of God, preach on Sunday.
让你自己好好去读、去学、去体会。
So read it yourself, learn it yourself, and experience it yourself.
不是来到教会的里面就拿一个面包回家就可以。
So not that just to come to church every Sunday to take a loaf of bread home.
圣经是要叫我们自己懂得怎么去做面包出来。
So we need to know how to be bread maker.
不是单单来教会里面拿两条鱼回去就可以。
So not just to come to church every Sunday to take two fish back.
我们做一个渔夫要懂得怎么去打鱼，在海的里面打鱼回来。
We need to learn to be fishermen in order to fish ourselves.
就不是单单拿到教会里面呢自己采这个果子，果子。
So not just pick fruits in the church.
而是让我们怎么自己勤劳的去把树种出来，结属灵的果子。
So we need to be tree grower, and we also need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life.
这样去领受上帝话的人。
So those who experience the word of God.
就不是一天两天的事情。
So it's not a matter of a day or two.
就是。怎么知识面呢？就请个灯。
Not just instant noodles.
不是即冲的教会。
Not just instant coffee.
而是要花时间，每天勤劳的去用功。
you need to spend time consistently daily.
领受属灵的智慧。
So receive the wisdom of God.
有勇气，有盼望。
So may you have faith and hope.
活出一个信心的生命。
So living out this life of faith.
世界上的食物，这些的财富，都是我们的需要。
The food, the wealth in this world is our need.
但更重要的是，我们要做这些食物。财富的主人
but the more important thing is that we need to be master of our possessions.
不是做整个财富的奴隶
not become the slave of our possession.
我们要好好的拿来去管理我们的生命
We need to know how to govern the affairs of our life.
尽我们的力量好好赚我们世界上的金钱
So do our best to earn money of this world.
好好拿来去管理储存上帝给我们的财富
So to earn and also to save up the money the Lord has entrusted us
要甘心乐意的好好来的去奉献给神来的去帮助一些有需要的人
And also offer our money to those who are in need
乃是靠神口里所说的一切的话
So everything based on the word, everything that proceeds from the mouth of God. In order to live our Christian life. The second temptation is a compromise. If you are the son of God,
在这个在我的面前从殿跳下来啊！啊不不不是啊，
保等。
你如果是神的儿子，你就在我面前跪下来。
So if you are the son of God, you bow down before me.
你看看这万国的荣华都在我的前面。
You see the splendor of the nation.
这些都是可以归给你的。
So all those will I will give to you.
耶稣说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Jesus said, worship the Lord your God only and serve Him only.
我们知道这个撒旦魔鬼。他是空中掌权者的首领。
You know that Satan is the principle of the spirit in air.
圣经里面说他就是世界的王。
He is the spirit. He is the king of this world.
他是世界的神。
He is the god of this world.
最重要的这个世界。
So he is the one who governs the sinful affairs.
他是这个世界的宇宙。
So he governed the sinful sinful nature.
他有权力权柄。
He is a person with authority.
他会让我们心里面贪婪，苦毒。
He will incite greed and bitterness in our soul.
鼓励我们不要定十字架，就能够得到全世界。
So encourage us not to bear the cross in order to inherit the world.
要在这个世界上拿到去成功。
So if you want to be successful in this world,
就是跪拜这个的撒旦魔鬼。
So you bow down before Satan.
向现实跪拜。
So you bow before him.
向金钱跪拜。
Bow before money.
向环境拿到去跪拜。
Bow before your circumstances.
向权柄拿到去跪拜。
Bow before your authority.
真的。在我们走人生的道路的里面
Truly when we walk in this life
撒旦会要我们跟他妥协
Satan will want us to compromise
跪拜撒旦魔鬼
That we will bow our knees before Satan
就是单单跪拜我们的主我们的神
And not just to bow down before the Lord our God
有时候我们好像感觉到那个的压力是我们人在江湖身不由己这样的
Sometimes the pressure is that we are in this world we need to act according to the people of this world.
就好像但以理在旧约的时候是皇帝给他的命令
So in the Old Testament at that time Daniel had to face this edict from the king.
是在三十天里面你就不能够去向任何人来到去跪拜，让任何的神啊来到去祷告。
The decree was that in the next 30 days, you are not allowed to bow down before any other god.
谁犯，谁就把他扔在这个狮子坑的里面。
So whoever worship another god apart from the king will be thrown into the lion den.
但以理可以轻易的妥协。
Daniel would not compromise.
这就是三十天吗？
And not just is it just 30 days?
我容易，我不三十天不祷告。
If I did not pray for 30 days,
我来这个日子，我就是我。
So on the 30 days, I can be back to myself.
但是我在祷告的时候
，Or maybe when I'm praying,
我把这个窗关起来
，I can close the window.
啊，也没有人知道我在祷告。
So no one will know that I've been praying.
就好像我们常常在吃饭之前祷告一样。
So quite often we say grace before eating a meal.
祷告了。
So we just
祷告了。
So that's how we pray.
我们祷告过后。
So how we pray?
祷告不像祷告一样。
So there's a note that you have prayed.
但是但儿女他站在神的面前，把窗户打开，照常一日三次的。向神祷告。
But Daniel stand before the Lord, kept the window open, and three times a day he would continue to pray to God.
但以理坚守他的信仰。
So Daniel stood firm in his faith.
有时候这个是环境给我们的压力。
Sometimes the pressure can come from circumstances.
有时候也不是外面的压力，是我们自己的软弱。
Sometimes it's not our external circumstances.
根本就没有这个外面的问题，但是我们自己就怕得不得了。
There's no pressure externally, but we are fearful inside.
中间我们特别讲到约伯拉罕，他从迦南。下到旷野的地方。
So talking about the story of Abraham, he went from Canaan to the wilderness.
而且跟他的妻子撒拉说：“哦，你去做我的妹子吧。”
Said to his wife Sarah, "You tell everyone that you're my sister."
啊，就不要再做我的妻子了。
Instead of my wife.
怕什么？如果他们知道你是我的妻子，他们会把我杀掉。叫你存活下来。
Because if they know that you are my wife, they'll kill me in order to take you off.
是不是真的有这样的一个的危机啊？这个苦难呢、啊？
Is there such a factor?
只是
may not be.
亚伯拉罕自己心里面想出来的事情。
Sometimes it's something that is within his own thinking.
如果你是撒拉
，if you are Sarah，
嫁到一个老公。这样的亚伯拉罕
married someone like Abraham
啊，他怎么能够四千年来还是叫几个人做信心之父呢
？So how for the next 4,000 years we will call him the father of faith？
这个是怎么污染、怎么软弱的一个的亚伯拉罕？
someone who is so weak，
这是他人生里面一个很大的一个污点。
And this is upon the blemish in his life.
但是圣经把这个事情清清楚楚地记下来。
But the Bible would record it truthfully.
我们都知道离开乌尔的那个亚伯拉罕。
We all know that Abraham who left Ur.
我们也知道在迦南地的亚伯拉罕。
We also know the Abraham of Canaan.
但圣经也把下到旷野的亚伯拉罕。摆在我们众人的面前。
But also the Bible truthfully display the Abraham of the wilderness.
还有什么的迫害，自己胆怯的信心就软弱。
There was no threat, but he was fearful and his faith collapsed.
这六位弟兄姐妹。
Our dear six brothers and sisters.
我们都认识在卡迪夫的你们。
We know that you are in Cardiff.
有一天你们离开这个地方
，So one day you leave Cardiff，
也让我们知道你们的状况
，So you will keep us in touch，
好让我们为你们的信心来的去祷告
，So they will be continuing praying for your faith，
都知道未来的路，我们不是走在一条大路的里面
，So we know that the future path may be a narrow one，
那是条小路，进到一个窄门。是把我们带到永生的地方。
Because narrow is the road, straight is the gate that leads to eternal life.
坚持下去。
So we need to persevere in our faith.
要刚强壮胆。
We need to be strong and courageous.
哪怕牺牲，我们也不要给撒旦魔鬼留地步。
So even if you need to suffer, we will not compromise.
第三个撒旦给我们的一个的试探。
The third temptation from Satan.
他对主耶稣说
，He said to the Lord Jesus.
耶稣拜到圣殿的殿顶的时候
，He took the Lord Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple.
我是神的儿子，你从天上。从殿上然后跳下来。
So if you are the son of God, throw yourself down from the temple.
不是说如果你跳下来的时候，他会用手来到去搀扶你吗？
Did not the Bible say if you jump yourself down, he will send his angel?
你的脚会碰在石头上。
So your ankle will not hit against a rock.
主耶稣说，不可试探主你的神。
The Lord Jesus said, "Do not tempt the Lord your God."
什么叫做试探呢？
What do you mean by tempting?
一些不需要做的事情，你强求要做出来。
Things that there's no need to be done, but you really want it to you really want to achieve.
你打电话跟你爸爸聊天。
You're talking to your father on the phone.
在电话里说，我暂时不叫你的爸爸。
So you said to him that for the time being I don't call you dad.
我要看到出生的证明的时候，那个名字跟你的身份证明是不是一样
？So I need to have an identity proof, you know, my birth certificate and your passport.
好，确定我是不是要真的叫你的爸爸
？So in order for me to decide whether or not to carry on calling you father.
爸爸，我暂时不叫你爸爸。
So then I'm not going to call you dad anymore.
你要把一千磅打到我的的。
Or if you unless you send £1,000 into my account,
银行账号的里面，表明你真的是爱我的。
In order
to show you the爸爸。
In order to show your love towards me, and then I'll call you my dad.
不可试探主你的神。
So do not tempt the Lord.
那么很熟圣经。
Satan is very well versed.
他会曲解这个圣经。
But he will distort the scripture.
神就是上帝的作为。
So we say the Bible tells us about the work of God.
很吸引人，很能够迷惑人的心灵的，迷惑的。
So the Satan quite often will confuse our heart.
犹太人就是很喜欢看神迹。
The Jewish people love to read the scripture.
也许我们中国人都很喜欢看神迹。
Maybe less so for us.
在犹太那个背景的里面。
In the Jewish culture.
出埃及有没有神迹啊
？So Exodus, are there any miracles?
神迹，红海神迹大吗
？So there are loads and loads of extraordinary miracles.
在旷野的时候，遇过又遇过的神迹。
So crossing the Red Sea in the wilderness.
进入迦南也有很多的神迹。
So entering into Canaan, miracles after miracles.
魔鬼就是用这些神迹把我们那个眼睛就看在神那个作为的里面。
So, Satan quite often will distract our attention to see the work of God.
不是那个施行神迹。那个神
rather the God of miracle.
只是高举神迹，强调神迹，夸大神迹。
So your emphasis on the miracles, you exaggerate on the miracles.
不知不觉就把那个焦点放在我们人的自我的里面。
And quite often the focus point will be on ourselves.
所以在圣殿里面跳下来，没有摔倒，哇！感觉像是一个很伟大的一个壮举。
So jump down from the pinnacle of temple without injuring yourself.
就能够吸引很多人来的去跟随你。
So many people might follow you because of this miracle.
但这个不是神所要的方法。
But this is not the method God would employ.
怕就怕是我们很多时候还是停留在这个最简单那个的。信仰的里面。
But quite often our faith becomes stagnant on this basic principle.
有一种的信耶稣，就是以自我做中心的来去信耶稣。
There is a so-called Christian faith that is self-centered.
就是我们刚刚信耶稣的时候。
When we just come to know the Lord.
我们都带着人很多的自我私心。来的去呼求耶稣
，so we bring into this Christian life a lot of self and selfishness。
三年这样，五年这样， 10年也一样。
Maybe after 3 years it's still the same, 5 years still the same, 10 years the same.
从来没有思想我们所相信的耶稣是怎么的美丽圣洁。
So never contemplate on the beauty and the majesty of the Lord Jesus.
没有去经验耶稣的恩典、慈爱、公义。
And never experienced the love, the grace and the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们说我们是基督徒。
Quite often we say they're a Christian.
那么我们还是一个门外汉。
But we are only just a Christian.
我们已经进到水的里面。
进的水。
进水水。
So even when we enter in the water of baptism,
我们还是一个婴孩，还是一个小 baby.
We're still a baby in Christ.
这个中心的神迹是以神为中心。
So the true power of faith is always centered on God Himself.
看见神的荣耀。
To see the glory of God.
就不是看我们自己的得失崇拜。
So not to worship ourselves, not to look at the.
魔鬼破坏不了神。
Satan can never overthrow God.
但是他会破坏神的事工。
But he can destroy the work of God.
攻击属神的人
，and continuously he is try to attack Christian.
在伊甸园里面是怎样
？Same in the Garden of Eden.
在圣经里面的巴勒斯坦是怎样
？And in the Bible time in the land of Palestine, he was doing the same.
在今天我们的卡利夫，魔鬼撒旦还是做很多破坏攻击的工作。
Even in this day of day and age, even in Cardiff, Satan is still carrying out this work of destruction.
如果我们离开这个地方
，One day we might leave Cardiff.
魔鬼撒旦还是破坏，还是在攻击我们。
So wherever you are, Satan will always be attacking you.
只要我们在世界还有呼吸，在我们身上。
So long as you are alive,
Satan 都是在攻击我们。
Satan will be constantly attacking you.
在纪念主耶稣复活今天这个敬礼的崇拜的里面。
So in this baptism service, we remember the resurrection of Jesus.
我们说 Hallelujah, 感谢主，我们要见证上帝的荣耀。
If we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, we need to testify to the grace of God.
我们愿意将一切的颂赞荣耀归给神。
And we would all give the glory back to God.
就好像圣经里面所说，撒旦魔鬼就暂时离开我们。
So according to Scripture, Satan will leave you for a little while.
但是我们不要怕。
But there's no need.
就在我们心的里面。
We need not fear.
爱我们里面的比在外面的更大。
Because Jesus Christ is in our heart, He who is in us is greater than He who is in the world.
我们能够胜过物质方面给我们的试探。
We can overcome the temptation from the physical world.
我们也不怕撒旦给我们一个妥协的一个的迷惑我们。
So we will not compromise our faith.
我们也不把我们的心思意念放在神迹的里面。
So we will not emphasize on miracles alone.
愿神赐福六个弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless the six brothers and sisters this morning.
上帝一生一世陪伴你们走。
May the Lord walk with you all the days of your life.
我们教会众弟兄姐妹，我们也好好在教会的里面一起走天国的道路。
So brothers and sisters, we will walk together in this journey of faith.
盼望着主耶稣快快的来。
And praying and hoping that the Lord will come back soon.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。